behold, what noise is this I hear? Step forth and eke your staves prepare. They cry out straight, the watch is here. With courage they cry, who comes there? The sturdy watchman straight did say, to knock you down I hope I'm able. If that you don't my words obey, then come before Mr. Constable. Where have you been so late, my friend, or whether do you mean to go? Don't you think you shall the laws offend, for I resolve these things to know. Do I sit in this chair of state and represent the way of king? To be affronted at this rate, no, you another tone shall sing. Before you thus shall rant and rave, and think my watch here to outbrave, I'll make your haughty spirit bow, and send you to the counter now. Then coming to the counter gate, they knocked and it was opened straight. Then to the turnkey did they say, he must lie here till the next day. You seem a gentleman, they cried, not fitting for the common side. Therefore we will with special care a room with a warm bed prepare. Come bring a flask of curious wine, that which is rare and superfine. Long pipes and good tobacco too, such gentlemen there is but few. The prisoners came about him there, and did most solemnly declare that he his garnish then should pay before the morning twilight day. The constable next morning goes, just as the gentleman arose, and then before the good Lord Mayor, they did with haste and speed repair. Shall it like your honor now, my lord, I took this madman in my ward? Last night when he did rant and roar, the like I never heard before. I asked him then where he did live, but no account at all he'd give, and therefore now I bring him here before your lordship to appear. And are you now not sober yet, but like a man beside his wit? If you continue in this strain, you to the counter go again. The Lord Mayor's daughter straight came in, and this discourse she did begin. Pray, Father, listen now to me, and set the worthy person free. This man is quite beside his sense, and therefore will I send him hence, and to the counter he shall go, to lie while he more sober grow. Pray, Father, be not so severe, I'm certain that in time you'll hear, some wager is the cause of this, and therefore take it not amiss. She farther to her father said, some worthy wager he hath laid, therefore to speak he doth refuse, lest he thereby the same should lose. He did no more disputing stand, but told the gallant out of hand, that he must pay the prison fees, and then go ramble where you please.